Well, congratulations. After 33 years of public service, you're finally hanging up the cleats, as it were. What made you decide that this was the time to walk away into the sunset?
Well, you know, I just thought 33 years of anything is a very, very long time. And I just really felt like it was time. It was time. There was, you know, no particular situation or, yeah, no particular situation that led to this. It was just feeling innately that it was just time to pass the baton. And because of the years of service that I have dedicated to not only the organization but to the community, that, you know, I would like to spend more time doing some things for myself and getting underway with the second phase of my life, or should I say the second season of my life.
Sure, sure. Well, there's few people that can say they've been anywhere for 33 years. It seems like now in this day and age, if you're not jumping from company to company, you're not moving forward. As you look back on your 33 years, what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Wow. Well, as of recent, being the city clerk for the city of Grand Rapids, of course, was a great accomplishment. Certainly an honor to serve the organization in this capacity. While being clerk, and this is, you know, history in the making, I administered 5 elections without a deputy, and you will not find anywhere in the history of the city of Grand Rapids when that has occurred.
Absolutely. Well, the Mayor Rosenblitz had such wonderful things to say about you. You know, you've seen Grand Rapids in your 33 years on the job. Grand Rapids has undergone such a huge transformation. I would argue that you probably downtown is unrecognizable than when you started. How has Grand Rapids changed for you over this time, and what still needs to be done?
Oh, it has changed significantly. excuse me. You see new structures come aboard, and you see old ones be demolished, and, you know, everything has been very bittersweet, right? Especially when you see historical things, you know, be laid to rest. It's like, oh, wow. And you think about everything that used to take place there and the memories that, you know, many people in the community and outside of the community I was able to form or create in those, you know, structures. But then you have to open the door for newness. You have to stay current with the times. You have to stay on top of the trends. And because we're always looking for, you know, best practices, efficiencies, really how to do more with less, you have to continue to change and evolve, right? So as it relates to what I think needs to still take place, that's very difficult to answer because I think our community will demand what it needs, right? And as we continue to grow and develop and move forward just in life in general, it will dictate what we need. So what I would say is just because a different city or municipality is doing something, that may not necessarily be what the city of Grand Rapids needs because we're unique. You know, we're that big city with the small feel. So we have to, you know, take that reputation with pride and to some degree maintain it. And at the same time, we can't get lost. You know, we have to continue to innovate and we have to continue to do the things that make the city of Grand Rapids, you know, a great city, a cool city. So it's the balancing act, and I'm just relying on leadership to continue to listen to their constituency base and make decisions that they feel are in the best interest of the community.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And, you know, I spoke with Greg Sundstrom, who's also retiring here in a month or so, and he said something similar, but he said that one of the biggest things facing the city right now in his mind was equity, and that the city needs to continue to evolve to become more inclusive and to be more equitable. You've had a heart for public service. Have you thought anything about volunteering for homeless shelters or doing something more in a service capacity, or what do you think is the next step other than some much needed R&R?
Well, the first thing, the very first thing on the list is to rest, really, is to, you know, just decompress, just relax my mind, and, you know, really through prayer. And I would be seeking the guidance to determine what that next looks like, because quite honestly, I really don't know. At one point, I was working with an exit planner because I am a planner. That's what clerks do, right? And that's what my career over the 33 years will demonstrate, that I have always been a person that planned the next. So in working with the exit planner, had a lot of great ideas. Oh, I could do this, I could do that. And, you know, my skills, experience, talents, gifts would suggest that I would be wonderful at doing X or Y or Z. But then I just put all of those ideas on the shelf, and something just dropped in my spirit, and it said, "Do you trust me?" And I said, "Absolutely, because I'm a woman of faith." Then, you know, it just resonated in me that I will be shown what my next is, but I have to have faith and trust that he will show me. So I'm not anxious about it. I'm not nervous about it. I just know it will happen in due season.
Well, Ms. O'Neill, thank you so much for your time today on behalf of everybody here at WGVU News. Thank you so much for your public service, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.